Opia. And then I titled this part of the newspaper, this is a red letter proclaim Opia, because this is the exact photograph I used to integrate with this composition itself. I took this photograph. I went to one time in New York with my camera. Not one time, a couple of times I went to the ghetto, actual ghetto, you know, above 200 degrees, I mean, above Colombia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was dangerous, but anyway, I took photographs. I happened to, in the ghetto, garbage is all over, and the prisons are decomposing, mm-hmm. and the window is a great big eyeball, you know, just skeleton looking at you. Oh, it's good, not spooky, but most, so, destruction, you know, that's like all of a sudden you're walking around Europe, suddenly Dresden shows up like a ghost, you know, that kind of impression you get, right? First time I went to New York, so that's the idea, I got to paint something like that, something associated with death, because the catastrophe, destruction, not the destructive power itself, but the aftermath and the sadness, you know, and so the vacant look and all this waste and everything, all of this human food, I mean, what the heck, you know, I mean, really, that kind of expression I wanted to put on this car, oh my goodness, heck. I mean, I'm just so tired of this, you know, during that time, right, I would keep collecting something very, try to compose something very destructive, feeling I got, not destructive feeling of aftermath of destruction. It's sort of vacant, sad feeling you get, right? When the first time I saw the New York City, right? And saw those demolished place was littered and everything, raccoons and kids playing, all the sad things to look at, it, right? It was before the cultural revolution and everything, right? So maybe after, I think it's before. But anyway, that one of the photographs I took at the ghetto was this one. This was a newspaper, you know, bunch of newspaper, sort of waving at the wind. And where the very house, I took a lot of photographs and painted it. Later on, I painted on watercolor, very meticulous, and I won the prize on that too in the Rock of Paris, so, you know, I have two. Top one and the third one. You know. But anyway, actually, that's peculiar house is very elegantly built and very small scale, but very elegant house itself. Totally rotten, like everything got spilling out, type things, like books and everything. All the books are this precious looking book, man, you know? Sakare, of course, right? All those books, you know? And there was this newspaper there, and I look at it, it said Opia, right? And what? Utopia, you know, maybe? What piece is missing, right? Could be any of myopia, you know? But opia, you know, at the top point, almost like God was just, you know, the perfect time. My photograph of friend always, the walking perfect time, very unique. That's when suddenly that occasion happens. I got to take that for a rare, you see? That's just part, all those others, you know, from different part of city, you know, just different part. I just sort of personally have something going on, you know? Well, he was a painter like myself, painting become very personal monologue because I don't see anyone for a whole year, right? Just painting, right? Finally, in the beginning, I feel like, well, this is my predation answer to the world feeling, right? I think about one part of the process, you just become total monologue, you know? The world disappears, you know? In that situation, you put all the meaning to every film. Because this text, itself, Ivan Albright said that, Ivan Albright, American painter, like Chicago, one person I really admire, I really want to see his real one, because he said it takes about a couple months to paint about 1 inch square, because but the finish of surface is so important to him, right? I don't go that much, but I always admire statement like that, right? The real care, you know? Not like being Japanese or whatever, I don't know, but I really like to take care of things, and since I'm not really that meticulous, like even Albright, so I don't go that much, I'm not capable of doing it either, but I do a lot of my own concern, physical stamina and my knowledge on researching superficial surface finish, you know, total craftsmanship, you know, I pay a lot of regard to craftsmanship,